Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And yeah, it is the first episode where I'm an outfit repeater.
Kate, I know. This has been one of the biggest problems we've had with this podcast is we're so conscious about not wanting to outfit repeat. So we would go in credit card debt usually in order not for this to happen. But Amelia rushed because she went to the gym that's made for men.
There were so many boys there. I don't belong there.
Our famous conversation last night, and I wonder if this is like a gym where in your area as well, but there's two separate mat areas in the gym.
There's mat for boys and mat for girls. And actually, I'm always on mat for girls, obviously, because I feel like if I went to mat for boys, I'd actually be crushed by a weight or a man.
Yeah. And then the mat for girls is like where people are doing abs.
And there's boys weights. In mat for girls, but they're tiny boys.
Yeah, I was going to say, every boy that's in mat for girls is under 5'9". We were flying through this show.
I know.
At a breakneck speed. It's actually hurting.
I feel like a mother that's like, my kid grew up so fast. Yesterday, they were in diapers, and now they're captain of the football team.
Wait, you got a transatlantic accent, too.
but this is season 4, episode 10, Home Birth, the famous episode where Adam's sister...
So I looked it up too.
Caroline gives birth.
Yeah, Caroline. So Gabby Hoffman's actually pregnant during this episode.
I know.
IRL.
And then they were like, they made her pregnant in the show, and then she found out she was actually pregnant. And then they were like, can you give birth on screen with your pregnant stomach? And she was like, of course.
Major.
Well, our guest is about to arrive, so we will probably end the intro here. Is that such an awkward way to...
We've never figured it out. After five seasons of the show, we still have not figured out how to end it.
We're so excited for our guest today. They host the podcast Exploration Live with podcast guest Charlie Barday. And it is so fun. Everybody loves it. They're at the top of their game. They're at the top
of their
field. They're
going on a crazy world
tour. Pacific Northwest. And by that, I mean Seattle and San Diego.
San Francisco.
And we're so happy for them. And we're so excited we could lock this girl down. You're going to be obsessed with her. Crossed is off. It's Natalie.
What?
Oh my God.
That was cool.
That was gorgeous.
I felt something happen in my body.
Like the crosses all happened to
like
me.
My chemicals. Yeah, something.
Oh my God. We're so excited to get you on the pod, girl.
I'm really happy to be here with you guys.
Thank you for saying that.
I love your place.
Yeah, you're the first guest to ask for a tour. And we are so happy
know,
to give
I
a tour.
I know. So fast.
No, thank you so much. Because we're desperate to give a tour.
I think it's cool. I think it's kind of like cool that you guys are roommates and this is your home. Mm. That maybe needs to be discussed by me. Right.
No,
yeah.
It's big.
No, yeah. And we do tend to have a lot of overlap in a lot of different categories
of life, right?
Of life, which has been really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both have to talk to both of our therapists about it individually. And then we're getting to a really good place about it, too.
You maybe should do that thing where you give your therapist a release to talk to like each other. You know what I mean?
100%. We actually said this too. I think we can go to one of our therapists and we can figure out a format for one time.
My girl, I think, knows your name more than mine.
And the thing is, I barely bring up Amelia in therapy. So she feels
that's the whole thing. It's like every week, my entire hour is just about Evan. And then I come home and I'm like, Evan, what did you talk about in therapy? Yeah. And they're like, not you, even one time.
Right.
And like, and that's part of the problem.
It's kind of crazy when you're in therapy and you're like living with like, if you have like your best friend, roommate, or like partner or whatever is like, how was it? And it's like, you're just like,
I'm actually really open about it. I'll say every single thing I said on that session with Amelia.
That's cool. You get it out in the open.
We actually have open communication in that my therapist is like, you should tell Evan this. And I'm like, and I did yesterday.
Right. You're like, you're the last to know.
Yeah.
Trust me, this went by Evan.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It's kind of gore.
I like that a lot.
Our relationship is perfect and I have no notes.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, The thing is, we do have notes, but we're working on those notes, and I think that's a beautiful part of it too.
Defo.
Do you have roommates that you like?
Yeah,
that's like actually perfect.
Do you have notes for your podcast co-host?
Well, we have a lot of open communication as well. It's actually kind of nice. Like, I feel like when you do like a worky type thing with a friend, like it, then you're kind of like, you definitely need to like have a lot of open combos, but it's kind of nice. Like, you don't always get to have that with a friend. You know what I mean? You can kind of be like, okay, like they're annoying me, like let's hang out less or whatever. Yeah. But then when you're working with a friend, you like have to.
It makes you better friends. Like, yeah. Because then like, you're like, I had to communicate in the work way.
Literally.
So now we can communicate in the friend way in a way that I never would.
Right. And now we've grown together and it's like, wait, that means everything.
And for it to be commercially viable product, we have literally to be connected like that.
You should, to make your friendship stronger, they should all be monetized in some way. And like, it ultimately it serves the friendship.
Well, now I'm looking at my other friendships. I'm like, how much is this dollar amount?
I see like a price tag over everyone's head.
I think we are working towards that.
Definitely.
Yeah. The more people I meet, I'm like, I am thinking from a monetary sense.
Yeah. It's like, you have a Substack, you're coming with me all the way. Sorry.
I'm taking you with me.
Yeah.
Literally. That's us.
I love it.
It's major.
I love it. Wait, but what about girls? Is you caring about it?
Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. My story is, or my history, like I watched it when it was on the first time when I was in high school, and I was like, this is crazy and like just like a little too crazy for me. Like I was like, these girls are saying like crazy stuff and like they look crazy, and like I just like wasn't totally like having it. Mm-hmm. It was also very like at the time influenced by like the moms of my town, and the moms of my town were kind of like blech. Like,
oh my God.
Not really? Like it's bad like in a Gossip Girl way, like more like, ew, like why are they like that or something?
Yeah, and we're
like
from neighboring towns, and actually I had a similar experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that like for you?
Well, my town leans more Jewish, so I think a little bit overall. Hi.
Hi, same. Wait, are you Scarsdale?
Scarsdale. Yeah. It's even, I hate to say this large one is so Jew, but actually Scarsdale is going to take the cake.
Yeah, well.
Being the Jew.
No, but I went to Schechter.
Oh, you went to Schechter.
Yeah, so,
oh, you didn't say that. Mm-hmm. If you went to Schechter, then I can never compete.
I know,
compete.
I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking
about.
There's
no conversation at all.
Like, I'm Jewish day school, but Scarsdale High School is like a Jewish day school in a way.
And it real world, because it's the only school in America, I think, where the Jewish kids are the most popular on earth. It's like, if you're not Jewish, you're kind of bottom totally. Sector.
Literally. I mean, my school was like that, but obviously there was no one else. So like the Jewish kids had to step up and be popular. Like,
wait, did they rename that school or am I lying?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Fall school. But yeah, wait, so what were the moms saying?
Well, the moms are kind of having a similar dialogue to you are, where it's I think they actually were pro Lena Dunham because they saw a girl trying her best. And Rachel Bloom famously went through my high school and they're kind of tied together.
Okay.
Not like any business wise, but like cultural wise,
like quirky girl.
Yeah, and there was 4 BuzzFeed employees that went through my high school, so people are really into people that want to talk about their mind online.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's Scarsdale's like a feeder for like being like an expressive millennial or whatever.
It's huge for that.
I really think it is, because you're always talking about how you went to like a class where they were like, "And what do you think about the war?"
Oh,
like in Israel.
Well, kind of, because I went to I went to an alternative school based off my high school. I called all my teachers by their first names, and I didn't get traditional letter grades. I actually got
like
paragraphs.
Reviews. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it called?
The A school.
The A school.
Every Wednesday, we'd all 75 kids in a program would come together and sit for 2 hours and have moral discussions about like microaggressions, because it was a really big thing.
Oh my
at the
God.
Time in 2015.
Right. We're actually totally different generations. It's like clicking for me right now. And I think I knew in the back of my head, but that's actually awesome.
Oh, because microaggressions weren't a big time.
They were, but for me, it was college.
Right.
Like I was 2015. I graduated 2016. What?
That's so, actually,
we're each other, but just like from a different, like.
Yeah, wait, because you're senior, I'm eighth grade.
Oh, right. Don't say that.
4 years?
Yeah.
Or just like, yeah, you graduated college in 26? Okay, yeah.
You graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm like, you're my orientation leader.
No, literally. But for somehow, like, I'm your, like, shadow in a good way. Yeah. Like, it's nice. It's, like, it's good.
I'm like, I think I know where I might end up.
So, like, when you were in college, it was, like, Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in D.C. even.
I moved to Canada, thank God.
Okay, you guys are crazy. I watched this episode for this podcast, and I was like, wait, this is, like, the best thing I've ever seen in my life. I watched it twice. I watched it last night. God. I watched it this morning for fun.
Wait, with people without context, it's the best thing you've ever seen.
I know. I was thinking that. Like, I was like,
that's so major.
I know. And I was like, I feel like this could be like a little, well, I feel like all these episodes are like this, but they have like a film quality where you're like, you could just be dropped in.
It's so crazy you see that.
We read a Social Mammoth quote that said this last night.
I found brainyquote.com Social Mammoth quotes, and I read all of them. They're all insane. But one of them was like, I don't feel like I'm in a TV show. I feel like I'm in one really long film.
Period.
And I'm like, I love you, girl.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
No, but I do kind of like get that. Like, I was like, this is just kind of like a cool, like, it's just like a cool story. And
totally,
the acting is like pitch fucking perfect to me. Like,
it's actually really hard to do what they're doing. When people are like, Allison Williams sucks, I'm like, you actually don't understand the layers of which she's awesome.
Right. I and I used to think that about Lena Dunham. Like, I was like, she's not a good actor. But now I'm like, wait, she is the best actor I've like ever seen. Like, I kind of feel like she's an amazing actor. Like, she's playing this girl so well. And then like the emotional moments are like so
I mean,
impactful.
The scene with Adam,
amazing.
I mean, okay, well, we do have to get into it. Let's do Minute to Win It.
And away we go. Hannah's having a panic attack, and thank God Fran is there to comfort her in her time of need outside of the school they both work at. Shoshana is now in the same room as 80 Bryant, and she's wearing pencils as a necklace and asking her to go to Japan.
80 Bryant is like, you would be amazing at this marketing job in Japan. And Shosha's like, Japan? I don't know. And 80's like, you gotta go, girl. And she's like, let me think about it. And then she goes on a date with a Madam Soup guy, and he's like, no, you should just be like my wife because I might fall in love with you. And she's like, huh, maybe I want to be a girl boss instead. And then we cut to Hannah walking in on Laird and Caroline. Caroline is giving a home birth. She's self-dueling.
Oh, yeah. And she doesn't want to go to the hospital, but they're like really scared. And then she gets Adam to come. And then Adam is like, you have to go to the hospital. And then Jessa comes, and Jess is like, you have to go to the hospital. Laird's like, what are we going to do? I'm scared. And then Jessa gives Laird like a pep talk. And then he like, they all like carry her to the hospital. But then with Shosh, like, she goes to find Ray to get advice about, guys, mine's the hardest one.
And then Hermes is like, you gotta follow your heart. You've gotta be a girl boss. And she was like, okay, I'm gonna move to Japan. And then Jessa is like, wait, I was so helpful in the birth. And then Laird and Caroline named the baby Jessa Hannah.
Oh, right. No, and guess Blueberry who didn't polo. Show up to Pete's candy shop?
Oh, yeah.
It's Desi. Right. And Marty's going to have to do a solo damn act after Desi runs away because Ray gives him the hard speech down inside Ray's coffee shop.
And we think that's why Desi didn't show up, because Ray kind of told him that he's Imagine Dragons if they sucked, and that ruined Desi's life. And then Ray,
and that he doesn't really love
Marnie,
or like he'll never make Marnie happy. He's using her or something.
And then Marnie embarks on a solo journey at Pete's candy store by singing alone instead of with Desi, and Ray is so proud of her, and she's proud of herself with her under eyeliner. And then we end the episode with Hannah and Adam talking at the hospital, and Adam being like, I broke up with Mimi Rose and I was really confused and I actually just want you back. And Hannah is like, she's wanted this for a whole season, and now that it's here, she's realizing she's not wanting it anymore. And so she says no.
And 6 months later pass by, and guess who's together? Fran and Hannah.
Wait, why is it 6 months later?
That was weird and crazy and has never happened on the show before.
Did it say 6 months later?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's
I think
just...
I was like doing a puzzle while I watched it. Like, what is that?
I gotta do the Wordle. Before we actually reflect on the episode, we have a very important question to ask you.
And before we even do that, we'll be back with you after this break.
Oh.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We have a very important question to ask you. We ask all our guests.
Girl, what girl are you?
I think I'm Shoshana. And I think in 90, I mean, it's all relative, of course, but I think in 90% of the circles I'm in, I am Shoshana. Just like pretty, like kind of like basic and like ultimately stable, but like kind of panicky.
Yeah.
Without like legit drama.
You know I feel what like I mean? You're also no, asking us. The big questions.
Yeah, exactly. Which she is. She Thank is. You. And she's wanting adventure, but like that's like a change for her or something. Like her like
no,
state,
absolutely.
Her yeah, her like regular state is like
she's too anxious like to leave the house almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And
exactly.
But she's like, I want to explore that.
Right. And then ends up doing like weird stuff because she's like, but I want to or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think from my read of you, and I don't know you super yeah. well, but now what I
you
know.
You do, though.
And now I know you so well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if Shoshana and Ray went ahead and got married and had a baby.
Did they? Were they gonna?
They were dating.
I loved them when I first watched it. I was addicted.
Addicted.
To their love.
To their love. But I'm like, yeah. I see you falling somewhere in between the two of them.
Oh, interesting. In like a Ray like Shoshana combo.
A Ray Shoshana combo. But
I really
do you
get
see that,
that
in mail?
I haven't considered you being a Ray.
Thank you for saying
it
that.
It doesn't seem wrong, though.
I kind of like it. I really like his character.
We almost always have Hannah-based guests just by the nature of the
Someone
podcasting
who wants
landscape.
To be on a podcast. Yeah.
Like Charlie was a Hannah, if we remember right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Amelia. Do you want to ask with me?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
Girl, what girl are you?
Oh my God. This episode, I am Shoshana. In that I will get big news and then I'll be like, I actually know the answer, but I'm gonna actually have to ask
everyone
and then not like what they say. and then one person that I shouldn't trust at all will say something and I'll be like, they're the right.
Whoever like speaks to what you are.
Yeah. And I'm totally a girl boss and I would of course move to Japan to pursue my marketing career instead of staying with a soup mogul.
Also, your big thing is running away.
And also, I love moving away.
Do you?
Every 2 years I try and move to a new major city. I'm coming
really?
On my 2 year anniversary here.
Are like, you out of here?
My
damn,
body is like,
the door.
Go.
You're not going to London, girl.
Whoa.
I'm locking the damn door. I'm bolting you down.
Girl, what girl are you?
I put a lot of thought into this. I'm so layered this episode because I'm both Jewish, 135 pounds, and I'm trying to get over something.
And terrified.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the history on, like, has he been, like, happily with Adam's
yeah,
sister?
Yeah, he's obsessed with Caroline.
Are they good?
So, classically, what was happening, Caroline was living in with Adam and Hannah.
Right.
Then Caroline gets kicked out of the apartment. Where did she go? Two floors down to Laird's apartment.
Okay.
And then they fall madly in love after Laird gets over his addiction and his turtle dies, basically. I don't know if he actually died, but it feels like we've moved on from the turtle. So dead in my brain. Talking about turtle, we might actually get a turtle too, but we can talk about
really?
In the mid-century modern tank because our neighbors are getting rid of their turtle.
And
I
don't
want to
take on turtle ownership.
But like, I want a turtle
right
mid-century modern tank so bad.
Get the tank.
Get the tank. No,
no, I'm serious. Get the tank and get like a interesting like art kind of like
oh,
fake
totally.
Turtle and like cool like pebbles and like plants, honestly, and like a grow light. But guys, like a turtle.
He said it's really
it
easy. But
I know,
but
what
die.
Is he doing right now?
Just flipping
he's
the water.
He's getting rid of it. Like,
it's like, it's obviously
is he
tough.
Moving or what's going on?
No, he says it's just not for him.
Literally, guys, do not end up with this turtle. Like,
I don't
I'm
want
telling
it.
You. A turtle, like, first of all, like, it's alive and it's like randomly like in a tank in your apartment. Like,
that's adorable.
No. Second of all, like, I'm having like a sense memory from kindergarten when we had a turtle. It's like, they're like pretty crawly and scrapey and like, their neck
and
whatever.
Salmonella.
Yeah. And like,
it's gross. And like, sorry, Evan, but it's going to end up being me cleaning it. If you can't even clean your Nutribullet cup every morning, you can't clean a turtle tank.
You're
no,
done.
Do you
you're
the turtle's
so
living?
Done.
The turtle's me living in a Nutribullet tank.
Bro, like, there's no way this turtle is entering this apartment if I can help it.
No, please.
Guys.
I need turtle.
No, thank you for being here in this time.
I'm just like, I've been, you know why I'm being so strong?
No.
Strong? harsh is because like I want a turtle. Like I've had to talk myself
down from this.
No. But it's more like I've had to
pro and con.
Literally.
Can you send me to Lust?
I always want a little something, a little fish, a little like lizard, a little turtle. Like of
You're
course.
You're so good with the lizard.
But the truth is, like, it's like that's not a life for a turtle, is what I think.
To live in Brooklyn.
To get to live in a tank. It's just too random and like, I don't know. Sad. You guys can get it.
But we have a backyard. It could crawl around.
Oh, that's true. That's true, actually.
We could put a pond in the backyard.
I was going to say, if you put a pond back there and then it just like winters inside. I don't know. Whatever. I'll backpedal so for sure if you want this turtle. But like my gut is like this person is trying to offload a turtle on you. And like you need to maybe ask more questions about why.
Oh,
their
I
parting
begged.
Ways.
He did not offer. I kind of asked.
You begged.
Evan, we can't have a turtle right now.
You know what he should do is he should give it to like a kindergarten or like a preschool. Right. Like they always want a turtle.
Oh my God.
Schools are so classrooms. Like the bearded dragon in my fifth grade class was everything.
What?
Does.
Right.
Yeah. You never talked about that before.
No.
You had a bearded dragon in your fifth grade classroom?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's really cool.
Fifth grade was epic because my teacher was pregnant and I had to stay every day after school for 15 minutes to grade all the classwork for her. And at the time,
stop.
I was like, obviously.
15
but
minutes.
But looking back, I was like, I'm 10.
Wait, why was that happening? First of all, I'm learning something about you, which is that you're just like insanely capable. Like you're just like really good at like doing stuff.
That's why I feel so shosh in this episode.
Yeah,
because she
totally.
Like understands the landscape of marketing, and I'm like, yeah, exactly.
But right.
Social media is such her thing.
Right. Yeah. I love that scene.
I love that scene.
It's so good.
Actually, I voice recorded part
Wait,
of it.
Wait, we have really? To. We're getting away from ourselves.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's time to lean into Lena.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is kind of where we're gonna lean into whatever Lena Dunham was writing about.
Oh.
Just kind of talk about what we thought about this episode.
Oh, the episode. I was like, right now or okay.
let's go girl by girl. Let's start with Hannah. Mm-hmm. She has a panic attack. Awesome. And then Fran comforts her.
Right.
The whole point of this was just showing that like this guy really cares for her in a way that men maybe haven't in the past.
That's cool. And like Adam would never ask like, is this okay?
Adam would also get a panic attack.
Right. He's so like bullish and this guy's like gentle.
I actually would defend. We're never defending Adam in this podcast. But the one time she did call Adam, FaceTime, classic, where she had bowl haircut after Laird cuts her hair, cuckoo crazy. And he literally gets on the subway, somehow does an 8-minute subway ride in 5 minutes. I didn't know he could do that.
Yeah.
He does save the day for her.
And he busts down a door. And he actually busts down a door in this episode too. It's like,
that's
one of his capabilities, I guess.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. Is like he would never ask like, is this okay for me to touch? Like he's more just like, go do whatever. And like so I feel like when she's like smiling at him, it's also kind of like, what? Like
it's like her first time experiencing like kindness in that way,
and kind of like a beta.
Yeah.
Well, and also tying it back to the turtle comment earlier, doesn't someone kid's pet explode in his paw in the classroom?
They're like, the hamster exploded, so your panic attack means nothing to the kids anymore.
Oh yeah,
that would happen to our turtle. If someone had a panic attack, the hamster / turtle would explode.
That's what would happen. Totally. I'm saying that the turtle should go to a classroom, but honestly, that's like a fate worse than death for like an animal. Like
it is tough.
Like to get like just like abused by like hundreds of 6-year-olds. Like,
yeah, that is tough.
Finding Nemo taught us nothing.
But then Hannah. Okay. Also, it's so funny the way they are like the motivation for Hannah getting in on the Laird Caroline birth is that she hears
the
screaming.
Yeah, that was a little. That was a little
stretch.
Like I was kind of like, are they in her apartment or something? Like, why is she walking in? But
yeah,
she's
so
a curious spirit.
Honestly, yeah, it kind of worked for me too. Like this, like she just like is awesome.
She's so. But also, why does she make a South Park joke in reference to Caroline's screaming? She's like, just pretend she ate a really big Mexican meal. It's like they're saying not in South Park.
I don't know about that show.
Me either.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It just feels like really crude and like hard. It's like and the gag is we're making fun of some ethnicity's food to your bowels.
Oh yeah, there were a couple like interesting like totally inappropriate comments in this episode.
Absolutely.
Which were like, okay, like you guys didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
but
I was kind of like, this is so swag to just like look at like a pregnant person's body.
She's real life pregnant too during this.
It had to be. I was like, they must have whatever. And she definitely looks like not like
ready to give birth. That's why they're like, and it's 6 weeks early.
Right.
And you're
right.
Like, oh, she's giving birth to a preemie in the grossest Greenpoint apartment bathtub.
Oh,
you've
I didn't
ever
think
seen.
About that. Like, that's why they made that the plot point, because she's like not pregnant enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really interesting. You know, I recently watched my sister give birth.
No.
What?
In the hospital. My older sister had a baby and I was there.
What did you see?
It was awesome.
You saw the whole life experience.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing and really different from this because she was like totally on drugs. Like she went like full hospital epidural, like
what was her behavior?
She was chillin'. Like
really?
Yeah. That's the thing is like, I think if you're wanting to not do natural, like there's basically like, there can be basically like no screaming involved.
That's epic.
It turns out.
Well, I was watching this episode and I was like, no, I can't give birth ever
in my
life.
Right.
It scared me really bad. And I said, I actually don't think I'm capable of this thing.
I hear you. But look at what you've done with your podcast. And Lindsay's podcast.
Right.
And you know what you should do? You should come with me to my sister's birth next time.
Okay, yeah. Because
it was so chill.
Okay,
I'm
think if
not
I could
the younger
see
sister, no. Unless it was,
it's
and
the
that's
older,
okay.
Right. But guys, remember, I'm older.
So wait,
even
but
if
you're
it
middle?
Was the younger, like, it's fine. Yeah.
Wait.
I know. What are you guys?
Older. Never would have guessed.
Of how many?
Well, it's because I have one younger sibling, and I did make him act as an older sibling growing up.
And I do believe that fully. I spent Thanksgiving for them, can confirm.
You did? That's
well,
sweet.
I grew up, and I couldn't read until I was like 12. So.
Jack, what does it say? Jack, what's the sign say? I'm middle of five.
Wow.
Which is no problem at all.
That's crazy.
But I kind of act as eldest daughter because my brothers are kind of useless.
It's only brothers above you?
Yeah, they're twins. And I'm like, are you guys gonna do any? Like,
no.
Oh.
If there's no like girl, like birth order doesn't count.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
For oldest. Like the oldest daughter is just like the oldest.
Yeah, like I'm in charge of the family unit.
Yeah,
for sure. No problem at all.
I'm getting such an amazing picture of you and I'm obsessed.
Thanks.
I'm so glad you got to find out about Amelia.
Yeah,
today.
Me too.
She's so many angles.
Literally.
Jessa, okay, I love that they brought Jessa into the mix because there was no rhyme or reason why she would go to that, but it was so important for her character growth, for her
what was the reasoning for her to be there?
So the reasoning is because we need to see growth from Jessa, and she starts the season just being like pissed that Hannah went to Iowa.
But why is she even at the apartment? We never really established that.
They don't say, but I feel like I kind of assumed like this is something she would just want to get in on. Like,
yeah.
She would just
right.
be
There's
like,
probably mass texts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on Find My, and she's like, Adam and Hannah are both, I'm going to check this out.
Right.
And then she goes over and she's like, I think I was actually born to be a doula. Because she's like going in, she's seeing the foot in the vagina, and she's like, you need a man up, Laird. And then the baby gets to be named after her.
Oh my God.
That was epic.
Yeah. I've never seen someone put a messy bun up, like a perfectly done bun up
cool.
so fast.
I was going to say, I thought it took a really long time.
Yeah. But,
to do
oh,
the bun.
Really?
Yeah, like just
I
like,
know nothing about girls, of course.
No, but she just has like really long hair. And like I was noticing like she's really twisting it like while she's talking to him and like she's in a rush.
Yeah.
But I thought she was really taking a long time to twist it and then curl it around. That's so interesting. We both had like opposite thoughts on that.
I just thought for girls, well, because I thought it was so professionally done.
It was. It was
and
very
I was like, for
methodical.
That amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would love to see both of you try to put your hair in a messy bun right now.
Oh my God, you're so right. But we have our headphones on. Like, it can't be done.
I could actually, the way she was doing that
I
was so
it,
like my high school dance team. Like, we were always doing that.
You were on a dance team?
This episode's just becoming like, what's
Wait,
Amelia's
finally
life
Amelia
story?
Gets a story.
Wait, dance teams are so crazy.
In Texas, it was crazy. We had to wear like cowgirl outfits. I was like a rockette. We were like kicking at halftime. And I couldn't get my legs high enough. I once got kicked out of a dance. I was like, I was only on the team for like.
You were like bad.
I was the worst one on the team,
that
but the people loved me.
Oh, because like charisma or something?
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm going to make up for it somehow.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
was like making jokes at like 7:30 a.m. practice, like LOL.
Oh, I see. Like your co-workers loved you.
Yeah.
The Dragonettes were obsessed.
And I like got the
Dragonettes.
The Dragonettes.
I went to camp with some girls who were on dance team. So it was like they were, my sense was like, you guys are great dancers, but there's a real like cheerleading quality to it. Like, is this
yeah,
what is this the right
so
thing? Like, it's all like locked and straight lines, but it's also
it's
dance.
Like every
is
liberal arts
true?
College, instead of having a cheerleading team, does have a dance team.
Really?
That's what it Yeah, I'm like, Skidmore doesn't have cheerleaders. Skidmore. They have people doing like
We had, of course, the cheer team. And if you didn't make the cheer team, you were the dance
team. On the dance team. And was the dance team like...
It was just like fall, like football season, we were this. But in spring, we were like going to competitions and like truly doing like modern dance.
Period.
Pirouetting.
You needed to have all the tools in your belt, it sounds like.
Of course, yeah.
To express yourselves.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Be a dance.
I miss the outfit.
I'm just like, there's...
Literally, I need to like coach like a dance team. Like,
and
now.
You
are you realizing that
would
now?
Be really good at that. By
you get no
I know.
Total, but you get a dance team. I leave with nothing.
And by the way, I know it seems unfair, but it's the right call for both of us. Like each individual thing, like it's the right call.
This I will say, this is one of the most fundamental scenes, and like girl lore. I think in a lot of ways, even Vulture magazine wrote it. Like, they wrote an article. And then it's like Gabby Hoffman, what she's wearing, what she's buying, she gave birth. And then Vulture took that article, put it on Facebook and said, and she's pregnant during that Infamous Girls scene. So it's like, we know this is a big scene.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal to like show like a legit pregnant
I know.
Person it might be on TV. Like
I know,
first
naked.
Time.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Like I have like in my personal life because of my sister.
Right.
Oh, you mean on TV. Sorry.
No,
you mean in life?
But just in that, like, it happens in life, but we're never getting to see that on TV.
Right.
And it was like, it was so raw. Gabby Hoffman, it's like, that is what a pregnant woman looks like.
Oh my God, her haircut, I can't get over.
Yeah.
The girls in the haircuts in this show are a dick. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I want to be each and every one of them, and I'm trying my best.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job. Thank you so much. You look like all of them.
Well, I will say, I didn't know babies were born. I had thoughts in my head of babies being born at first, but then it finally clicked for me with the first time I watched the show. I'm like, oh, the foot's not supposed to be out.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that they should come out feet first so that they
I thought
can, like,
come
stand.
Out any way they want it.
Yeah, totally. No, it's like foot first. It's like, that's such a problem. Like, why is that such a problem? And it's like, it is.
It's like,
I still don't absolutely know, but I'm like,
yeah.
Still
I think
so happy.
The head is really much wider and it's where all the important stuff is. So to pull from the foot can really fuck up a body.
Right.
But yeah. I'm completely guessing.
Like, it sounds right to me.
When you go into a pool, are you going feet first or head first? It's like you're an expert level if you're going head first.
Well, so. If you just jump, you're supposed to land on your feet.
Mm.
Like usually like go like landing on your head is really bad, but in this case it's not.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's
yeah.
just
that
my
major.
Intelligent opinion.
No, and we're going to clip that, and that's going to get like 4 million likes.
All the doctors are like, period.
Yeah. It's getting stitched with like the doctors of TikTok, and they're like, and this was an amazing point.
Like, the doctor's like, I feel like I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry. Something
no,
Gabby Hoffman.
You never
oh,
have
she's
to
such a good actor. Like, I'm obsessed with her in this episode. Like, she's just like really, really crazy.
Yeah. And, it's like, unreal. Like, when Laird and her are fighting, she is so like feminine rage, like in the birth. And it's like, you see like women being mad when they're giving birth on TV all the time. But with her, you're like, feel it in your body. And she's
totally.
Like, fuck you, die, bitch. Yeah. And it's like, there's some essence there that you're like, this is rich.
Yeah, right. You can tell she's an undergrad degree. I think it really comes through. It's like, she went through an acting program somewhere.
I see.
And not, I'm like, I don't know if the three of us on this couch, did you do acting at?
I dabbled, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Never mind.
What
no,
I,
we
say?
Never touched the stuff. In undergrad.
Yeah, yeah. I did touch it.
Oh, that's major.
It was really dumb. Like,
were they
like,
making you give birth ever, pretend?
No. I didn't make it that far. Like, I only did classes in the beginning part where they're like, I don't know. Have you guys ever done, like, acting class?
I did in, like, fourth grade.
Okay, like, when you're, like, studying acting, like, sometimes the first, like year is, like, them being, like, it's like you're like you can't touch a scene yet. Like first you just have to learn how to like notice things or something, and they make you do like really wow. really like dumb like ass stuff, like just like you have to like be an animal, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, so improv 101,
literally like crazy shit. And but I was like in a program with people who were like really committed to acting, and they like were like
you're Northwest.
Yes. Yeah. And they were like, let's go. And I was like, I actually can't do this.
That's
like,
really
I actually don't
school.
Like this
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
enough.
Totally.
And then I left, and then they all became like the best actors ever. Cause it turns out like you did need to do the animal stuff, I think.
Right.
I hate to hear that.
I know.
No, I was watching Poor Things this weekend and I was like, Emma Stone has pretended to be a turtle. And like you can tell. It's like she was a sad turtle from a scale of 1 to 10 for 30 minutes one day. And now she's doing this.
Totally. Like Emma Stone like has like led with her hips walking around a room like,
yes.
like a kangaroo or whatever the
Literally,
fuck.
Literally, I saw it so much in that, in the way that I did in La La Land necessarily, but it was all necessary for that too.
I really like that movie and I liked her in it a lot. And I think like she kind of always seems like she's acting. And in Poor Things, it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
Like it was like, you're supposed to not be like so realistic.
Yeah.
But in other movies, I'm like, stop.
Totally.
Hannah doesn't seem like she's acting. Like she is raw.
She's so, the way she's like, I don't think you could self doula.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I believe that you just thought of that and said it right now.
Like and like the way she's like always like looking up and like kind of like uncomfortable. She's so cute.
When she's like, I actually, and I have to go. Like when she tried to leave and Laird was like, no, we need you here.
Oh, yeah.
It's so like, it was so real.
Yeah, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, they're all, I will say the big takeaway from this specific arc is they're all amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabby Hoffman just screaming and being like, I want to give birth like teens in a heartland. It's like brilliant line. She delivered it perfectly.
Totally.
People to scream like that. It's like, that takes years of experience.
Yeah. It is interesting that like, this episode was kind of on modern medicine side rather than self-birth side.
So like, not Brooklyn coded.
Like the way everybody else except Caroline was like, no, and you should absolutely be taking the drugs and being a robot. And she was like, I actually think that I was born to give birth and we've been giving birth without doctors for years. And we're like painting her as crazy. I was like, this is actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's so not what you would guess.
That she would want to say, Hannah, Lena, what's
Lena,
her name?
Yeah. I'm like, Lena, wouldn't you be pro home birth?
No,
I don't think she is.
I feel like she's very like hospital vibes.
She's
I
so guess hospital. So. I think she's
like kind of like in a hypochondriac way. Like
those girls
love the hospital.
Yeah.
There's like two classic kinds of Jews where it's like someone who's so addicted to hospitals or so anti-addicted to hospitals.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what's it, Kabbalah? It's like she's not Kabbalah Jew.
No,
she's
no.
modern medicine.
I honestly don't think I know maybe one non-hospital Jew.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they, in large part, and we, by the way, like, whoa. They just got like really scary. Are addicted to going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And specifically like the emergency room.
No, I love like, ZocDoc. I'm making weekly appointments on ZocDoc.
Totally. I got kicked out of ZocDoc because I skipped too many appointments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They,
that
like,
can happen?
They're like, you are not to be trusted.
Oh, no. I'm going to get kicked out of ZocDoc.
You can't. No show.
I've been banned from eBay 4 times and now that's going to happen on ZocDoc.
What happens
too.
To get...
I just don't pay. I sometimes just bid and then I forgot. Because I'm having such a good time bidding and making the number go higher and then I dope up my credit card information.
And then they choose you and then...
I'm dead.
And then, but you don't get the thing.
No, except sometimes they will send it to you without paying. And I'm like, well, now I have a marble hoodie.
What a loophole.
Yeah, you can get free clothing.
You can just bid.
If you're a bad person.
I've been so good at stealing clothes, but it's like for them to find a way to steal clothes in the online sphere is crazy.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Like they have to ship it to you. Like yeah.
Amelia De Dancing, I'm stealing from eBay.
It's
a classic parallel.
Yeah.
I think we have to go on our second break, but when we get back, we are going to dive into the rest of the girls' arcs in this episode. BRB. Oh my God. And we're back. That was such a perfect break. I feel really replenished.
Yeah.
I know. Amelia got to bring out her partial law degree.
I spilled a bunch of water on myself. You don't even know about that. It was like,
wait,
we were gone.
Really?
Yeah, but nothing happened.
Right.
Because it's water.
But we want the listeners to know when you're talking in the second half of the ep.
Right. I'm soaking wet.
You're soaking wet and you're working through that silently.
I'm trying to dry off.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so but let's finish off discussing the birth. So
Jessa, Hannah, Bluebell, Poem,
Schlesinger, Sackler.
Right.
Insane.
Is obsessed. The name.
So, yeah.
I want to just talk briefly about the beautiful shot they got of when they finally get Caroline to go to the hospital, even against her will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the ambulance is actually going to be more work. I checked on Waze. we should walk
I was like, Waze.
I know Waze would tell you to carry your friend to the hospital.
But the scene where she is fighting for her life, trying to get out of them, and the four of them are like going forward, I was like, this is epic. This is what superhero movies should be like.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah. And she's screaming.
She is fighting.
It's awesome.
It's so like, I don't know if you guys watch Survivor, but they have this one where... one person holds onto a pole and two people from the other tribe have to just get them off the pole and drag them across the field. Mm-hmm. And they have to do everything in their power to like not get across the field make it hard for them. And I was like, this scene is that, and it's exquisite every time I watch.
That's like really compelling.
That is really compelling.
It's good
to need to do that with my friends with the pole.
Yeah, like imagine going to summer camp with like your 10 closest friends and like doing activities like that.
Right.
You'd come back so strong.
The next Twink's First Dolls, they have to do something like that.
That's so true. Yeah.
Pulling someone off a pole.
Reach out to the board.
Yeah, singers.
but they give birth. Jessa finds it out.
Yeah, Jessa actually really does take an amazing job of taking charge here. That in fact, it makes her want to be a therapist. Because she's like, oh, I can connect with people. And it's like, we knew this was coming the whole time.
But it is so beautiful because she's been, you know, addicted to heroin and just kind of ruining
Coke
and ruining everyone's life and, you know, truly just tearing down everything. Yeah, but
classically, and so you want your therapist to have a little bit of trauma. That's why I picked a therapist with a lip filler.
Exactly.
Because I knew what I was doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to.
That's so funny. I feel like I was like, this is so like, I like the thing of like Jessa helping in this moment and then getting like so much credit. Mm-hmm. Like the kid gets named after her and she's like, oh, I want to be a therapist. And like, I was just like, I love that like as like her thing because it's like she helps someone for like 15 minutes. And it's so, and like it went well. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to dedicate my life to this. And it's like, I feel like a therapist is such like a thankless, like unseen role. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait, I think my therapist at the end of every session and I give her a really in-depth compliment.
That's really sweet. That's actually so nice. Like, never mind. I never thanked my girls.
We can cut that.
She's a bitch. Put that.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy like, that she chose that path.
Yeah, like it's funny, like being like, oh my God, like I'm literally so amazing at helping people. And I was kind of like, yeah, like, but like, that's like, so like a therapist, I feel like is usually so like quiet and like waiting and like not like get your life together. You know what I mean?
Jess
like,
is famously always giving advice in the most like crude and insane
direct
way.
Direct and like. Not like listening or something.
But that could be an amazing therapist for so many people.
That's true. I do think therapists that listen are kind of out lately.
No, my therapist used to only talk about herself. So I had to leave.
Wait, who is this?
It's two.
That's
so I just switched therapist.
Okay, cool.
Because she'd only talk about her comedic influences. I was like, I don't need to hear about Louis C.K. right now.
Was she like doing comedy?
She was just like, you know, comedy during COVID was really crazy. She's like, you're 65 and you live in Washington Heights. You don't know anything about Brooklyn comedy.
Wait, I
but
love
every week
like,
she'd tell me about it.
Her talking about her comedic influences just like in her life. Yeah. Like not for her work, but just like
in
who
her
influenced
life.
Her sense of humor. Like her
it is like, oh, so comedy means something to the therapist in Washington Heights. That's awesome. Thank God.
No, but I mean, it is like, I mean, isn't the one thing we all want to be on Earth is like someone thing being named after us? Like people are addicted to having libraries named after them and call it, or do you remember what Belly was? Did you have Belly and Largemont growing up?
No.
Okay. It was like a points program. And one of the big things was if you spent like $1,000 at a local sandwich shop, you could accumulate enough Belly points that they would name a sandwich after you.
Wow.
So everyone I knew would like, instead of getting a free sandwich every 2 months, they would save up for the 1,000 points to get themselves like a Herbert sandwich. I didn't know.
And it happened
like three people.
Wow. Yeah. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the Natalie I'm just imagining. Like, let's just
what
say.
Would be your sandwich?
Yeah, I'm like, what would it be? I did have a sandwich that I would get from like the corner store that people really, really had a problem with, but this was a time in my life when it hit really hard, and it was a plain roll with Swiss cheese, lettuce, and ranch.
Okay. I love being picky. There was a girl at my Hillel that was so picky, and they had a full kitchen there. She was so picky, she'd only do Brussels sprouts with butter pasta. So they put it on the menu because she asked for it every time.
Wait,
so
butter
now you get the Rebecca
like,
at the Hillel.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the Rebecca.
lettuce, ranch, and Swiss cheese. That's it?
Yeah. It was kind of like, it was more about what wasn't there.
How are you doing? You'd be an amazing therapist based off that order.
Totally. Yeah. Like, that's just like listening. That's not bringing anything like intense to the table.
Girl, you got to go back to school. This could be huge.
I know. Ugh,
wait, Amelia, say what I told you yesterday about our future of our podcast.
Say it. Oh, we're thinking, because it's like, well, we're going to run out of shows one day. We need to go back to school and become psychiatrists.
I see.
That then have a podcast about psychiatry.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, 100%.
It's just like what's missing right now from doctor-based podcasts is the fun.
Right.
Having comedic influences.
Yeah, like, so you have the fun. You just need to have like a little bit more of the like...
the language. Just because we saw what happened to Emma Chamberlain trying to be like philosophical without ever going to college. No. And the girls are mad at her.
What happened? Why?
Because she's like sitting on her podcast. It gets like a bajillion listeners. Like, she is the thought leader of the youth. And it's like she actually like... quit after high school because she's a millionaire.
She's so famous.
And so she's like, so I think that life has ups and downs from like a philosophical standpoint. Right. And the girls that are actually, you know, studying sociology at their liberal arts school are like, I think this bitch I love is dumb.
Interesting. So they're kind of turning on her because they're like, they're outlearning her a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, she actually just needs to go to like one college course.
So is it like people who are like more educated are like, she's not good? Or it's like her fans are now like, wait.
Her fans are just like
outgrowing her a little bit.
Are outgrowing her just in that they're like, oh, I used to look up to her. And now I'm like realizing like I know more about her on certain topics.
Right. And they're like her age.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so she's interesting. Tough. Yeah.
You know, I would love for her to dissect the Adam and Hannah scene of this all. Like, classically having someone who is, like, breaking up with you and then asking for you back.
Mm. Okay, let's email her.
We need her to talk about that.
They're at the hospital. Her and Adam have a heart-to-heart for the first time where Adam is like, I just broke up with Mimi Rose and I think that I'm not over you at all. And if anything, you're perfect for me and I want to get back together, which is what Hannah has been wanting for literally a whole season. But now that it's the end and she's made it this far and she's like kind of worked through a lot of stuff, she realizes that like having Adam back in her life right now is not the right move for her. And she is strong enough to want it, but know she shouldn't do it. And it's the wrong thing. So even though Adam's giving her like what she's always wanted, she's like, it's actually not what I want.
Wait, this is self-growth. This is literally definition of Lena Dunham, Hannah getting older, getting more mature, becoming a more developed character.
Because every season finale,
like she learns.
Season one, season two, season three have been about Adam getting him back, getting whatever.
Really?
So for this to be four seasons in and she's like, it's time for me to try something different than this guy. It's like we get to really see Hannah Horvath grow. We cut to now Shosh's budding career.
Yes.
So
I'm addicted to the scene and 80s performance in it.
Well, I think it might be one of the best sketch comedy scenes we've seen in decades.
I'm just like, can I play? I actually took a little voice note and I never have done this before. Just the way of A.D. Brian talking during this app.
I'll insert the actual audio.
But it's like,
we have a great team of expats working in Tokyo and they've all found the city Haijo ni Subarashi, which means very nice in Japanese.
So major.
She's so perfect.
It's like that girl has only talked to people that live in Japan over Skype and she's trying her best.
I know, it's so funny. She's so good in that scene.
I watch it and I'm like, thank god she got shrill.
Right.
I watched it and my same thought was, thank god she got shrill.
I'm like, thank god she got to make
her
show. I
was like, she's an amazing actress. Yeah. She deserves shrill. And then she got shrill.
But I have to say, she's so funny in this. And in shrill, she doesn't get to be even this funny because she's so focused on telling an important story.
I'm like, I could watch her act for so long.
No, she's my favorite person on Earth. I'm upset. So actually, my freshman year of college, she came and did like a college tour and she stopped at my school. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need two people to volunteer, one boy, one girl. I never raised my hand so fast. I literally popped the socket. Raised my hand for boy. I got on stage. She hands me 6 flashcards. Classically, the two things I am the worst at doing is reading out loud. I'm dyslexic. And then she asked me to pretend to be straight, which is like, I can't do that either. I had to read flashcards to a girl on stage being like, hey, nice to meet you. And then it ends with us giving birth. We're going to go all the way from meeting each other to giving birth in about 6 flashcards. So I'm having to read these out loud, getting almost every third word wrong in front of A.D. Brian,
and try and like process
girl.
Like what it's the flashcard is telling you to do.
Yeah, but if you go on my SoundCloud right now, my profile picture is me and Aidy Bryan as I read flashcards.
Oh, that's so cute.
I can't believe it's like, you're like, oh, I love this talented girl. And now she's putting me in the scariest position of my lifetime.
It's like a bad dream. Yeah, totally.
But I think it's my first time ever doing comedy on stage.
Right. It's really hard to meet your heroes.
It was Halloween day too. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to go to a party. I'm going to watch Aidy Bryan talk about her vagina shaped as a surfboard in her diary.
That's awesome.
Shoshana, she graduated late. That's how the season started. And then she was being kind of a bitch at her early interviews with Ann Taylor Loft. And she was like, actually don't want this job. I'm going to keep looking. And then she actually, this whole season has been like her getting no jobs, her feeling so like a loser.
She gets Ann Taylor Loft, but thinks she's too good. So then she goes to McKinsey Consulting, being like, and I'm ready to be hired. And they're like, we don't want your crazy ass.
No, they're too serious.
So this is the first time she's finally like getting recognized for her skills at a place that's matching her vibe.
She needs to be in a millennial pink room talking about marketing, and we finally found a place for her to do that.
When you see the neon sign, I was like, she's gonna get the gig.
Totally. I know that the set design of that room is like so funny too. Like, it's all just like the best joke ever. Like, all like the like the neon sign, and by the way, like the way a neon sign has like persisted, like it's been so long. They're here still.
We have to talk about the director Spike Jonze being in this episode.
You have to tell us about it.
So when Marnie and Desi have a meeting at Grumpy's Cafe,
that's Spike Jonze.
Yeah, with the record exec that went ahead and was Spike Jonze.
I thought Spike Jonze
Who's
was black.
Spike Jonze, sorry.
So he's a famous director. I don't know what for.
He's a CEO of a record label.
Wow. In this episode.
In this episode.
Wait, what is
I liked his character. I thought that was really fun.
Spike Jonze.
I loved Marnie being like, you're a record executive. You don't want to see my ring. I love that line. Like, it's so funny.
She's on her jawline when they get her side profile. This podcast has to add. I can't sit like this.
Her.
It's just the most. He wrote her.
Being John Malkovich, Where the Wild Things Are, Babylon.
Oh, where the Wild Things
My
Are.
My favorite movie of all time is Where the Wild Things Are.
I like don't know any of these. I saw her actually.
Jackass. Wait,
he did Jackass. He did all the Jackass films.
Okay, these people love Margaret Qualley.
Oh, right. What's not to love?
I know, she's perf.
Wait, why is everything at Pete's Candy Store?
I know.
You know the Dua Lipa music video?
Wait, what?
Is it there?
She literally has a music video with like one of the like locations is Pete's Candy Store.
Are you kidding me?
This might not be true. I'm like looking at the audience.
Actually,
like,
I've heard rumors about this.
No, and it sounded familiar when you said it.
It's just like Pete's Candy Store like stays on
TV. You
know
where it also
is?
In My Idiot Brother.
It is.
Zooey Deschanel sings on that same stage in My Idiot Brother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen that.
And to think we go to a 3 p.m. open mic there on Saturdays.
Do you?
I mean, dreams come true. Yeah, check it out. Loose Lips.
That's LOL.
But they had gorgeous wall art. They had gorgeous paintings of women on the wall.
In this
episode. And then they got rid of those. And we saw the same thing because at Fiction Bar, they were at Fiction Bar 3 episodes ago. And it's amazing to see these historic bars,
Wait,
how they
Fiction
crumble.
Art and Cafe.
Yeah.
Fiction Art and Cafe.
You nailed it. Yeah.
What?
It's gorgeous. And now you look at it, it's cobwebs on every single piece of thing in there.
No, I think it looks just the exact same.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a bad thing because they haven't touched the thing. It's like all brown. They actually need to take OxyClean White and wash everything in there one time.
They need the OxyClean Pebbles.
They need OxyClean Pebbles.
Wait, that's awesome sauce, legit. That they are all the places that like we are, because it's like, guess what? Like, it's supposed to be a show about like stupid people just like walking in different places. And that's what we're doing. Like,
that's what
you know
doing.
What I mean?
It's so concrete jungle where dreams are made of. is how I feel every day.
So true.
I will say the first week I moved to New York, I went and saw a random show at Fiction Bar, and I felt like a pinging in my stomach, something I've only felt a few times in my life.
Did you recognize it, do you think?
I didn't recognize it, but I was like, this is gonna matter. And now it's like my ass has been there like three times a week. I ran an open mic there for a year. Like, it's like, yeah, and it's like, it's so crazy how your body knows before you know your future.
Well, you did that for our apartment too.
Well, you were getting a pinging that was like, you, this is right. Like,
it was
being
just
here,
like,
and then you were like, I'm gonna actually do stuff here.
Yeah, but it's like those weren't connected. It wasn't until like I emailed that place that I was like, months ago I had this experience.
You didn't know that was the place you were emailing?
Well, I went to that place, months go by, I start going to Mike's there. And then I like am starting, I'm like emailing a bunch of places and I go there. And then it's like, I'm having this mic there. And then I'm having this recollection like seven months ago, I was here and felt this weird thing in my stomach. Wow. This is what I was about all
it's
along.
It's so interesting. Crazy you
like,
say that.
Yeah. Like you're like, it's like you have that with people too, where you're just like, something is good.
There's like a knowing.
Yeah. Like, and I'm going to like keep hanging around or
you
something.
You have chemistry with spaces and all
you
people.
You literally no, have chemistry literally. With Fiction Bar.
I'm like
literally, and it happened to me in LA once. I was like driving to like, I lived in like the Grove, and then I was driving to East LA because I was like, I heard cool and fun people live in Silver Lake, let me check out this space. And I like parked my car on the side street and saw this apartment that said like the Hollymont Apartments, and like my stomach literally like flipped and I was like, what is happening? 3 months later, I move into an apartment there. It's my first like solo like studio apartment, something I've dreamed of since I was a young girl. And I was like, this is unreal.
Wait, what?
And like intuition is legit. And like,
but it's not like a coincidence. It's more like you followed it because you had the feeling. Do you know what I mean? Right? Like yeah. You were like looking for apartments there.
But I wasn't even, because then it was like, I was like, oh, I wonder if I could find that place. But whoa. It wasn't like, oh, I'm searching, I parked here, oh, this looks cool. It was like me parking there being like, what just happened to my body?
Whoa.
And then being online and being like, wait, I looked at that place. Wait, let me look. Oh my God, they have it. Oh my, let
and
me.
And you're like, I love it.
And then I'm like, well, it feels like God actually told me to
it's
move there already.
It's a red sign.
I'm so into that. Like, that is good. Like, that's intuition. Like, a stomach flip. It's just like, stick around for whatever the flip is.
It's so Jessica-coded. I feel like Jessica gets a similar feeling.
Bring us home with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're both like,
no, and take us thereof.
No.
Okay. All right. No, but that was an amazing segue to pull right. It back in.
Wait, and what were you going to say, though? Something?
I was like, I had the same feeling when I walked into the Superdome.
What is that? In New Orleans?
Yeah. Like, I'll perform here one day.
Yeah, wait. When did you have stomach flip? That's actually good.
Right.
Marnie and Desi.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Desi no shows because Ray kind of gives this speech that roasts him to death.
Yeah.
About how Desi is cringe and everybody hates him and he's the worst person in the world. How did you, watching the scene between Desi and Ray, how were you feeling in that moment?
I was loving it. I was like, I just thought it was really funny and fun. I really like Ray, the actor, and I really like Desi, the actor. Yeah. Like, I just like think those
Emmy winners.
Really?
He's the guy in the bear.
Yeah, like last night.
So he just won something.
Okay. Swag. I thought they were both like so good. Yeah. And that's what I thought.
And I think we can leave it there. I mean, we're proud of Marnie for singing solo.
I mean, I think it's like, we'll later learn, but it's Desi taking, I feel like in so many steps to this process, Desi is just so unaware of his own like actions towards Marnie. Like, it's coming all from a very selfish place and like his own insecurities, and for it to be so poignantly put into his face, being like, hey, you're ruining this perfect girl, you need to take her seriously or someone else should. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna go ahead and be Ray. Like, he mm-hmm. wants to be the person to take care of her seriously. And it's like, yes, Desi has this pattern where it's like, it was very apparent in his last relationship where he like keeps mistreating women, but like they'll come back to him. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't work out with Clementine. Like, finally, Clementine didn't go back to Desi. And he's scared to see the same pattern happen with Marnie. Because I think he's now more, like, aware of what his flaws are. And his whole thing is, like, actually, like, disassociating from his own emotional state to really, like, just, like, be in the bliss, have fun, be from the Pacific Northwest. But it's actually, it's deeper than that. So for him not to show up, it's, like, and Marnie is going to take him back, as we see. It's like, so hard to watch.
Spoiler.
But also it's like, look at Ray go. I think this is why people are like, I really like Ray.
And it's also like, Marnie is so trope of like score, and like her dad abandoned her, and now she'll just like search for every guy that won't be present.
No, that's
for
why
her.
It makes me mad, because that people watch this show and there's like all these girls who don't believe in self-growth and never change as people. But it's like, for witness Hannah being like, I'm not going to take you back, Adam. For Ray to be like, I just couldn't even open up myself to love. And now he's like, I'm worthy of love. And I would actually mm-hmm. fight for love in some cases a bit with his relationship with Marnie. It's like, okay, sorry. Growing. These characters are growing.
They're growing
amazingly.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, they're doing a GoFundMe mm-hmm. for their personalities.
I really like, I think it's so perfect, Marnie's like performance, like her voice and her and the song. It's like, I think just such a scarily realistic level of good and bad. Like it's it really is like pitch perfect to me of like, it's kind of good. Like it's not bad. It's not like amazing, but it's like kind of nothing. Like you really see
you're
it.
Not
just
like,
feel like
she sucks, yeah. But you're not like, and she's Adele.
Right. And I feel like that's what it is in real life. Like you're like, this is not horrible, but like it's kind of not good enough to like really make it, but like maybe it is.
No,
like,
actually I'm really resonating with the lyrics. There's a fire down at Riverside. I'm like it's a fire down.
But it is like neither of you live in California, so why are you singing?
Wait, is that California?
Riverside, California.
What about Riverside?
I thought anything
Drive
would be Riverside.
Okay. I take everything. Cut that.
Couldn't the Hudson River have a Riverside?
I mean, there's Riverside Park.
Cut that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Up at Riverside.
No, you're so right. There's Riverside Park.
Hannah, or not Hannah, Lena said that this is the first time in four seasons that she's written a scene for Marnie to actually sing good and not have it be in the cringe
way. Yes, that's
way.
My experience. Mm.
And so it's like we have seen Allison sing well, but only in the context of like the way she's going about it is cringe. But in this is the first time we see it and we're like,
you're supposed to kind of like it.
Girl, get your Glock. It's rapid fire time.
What? Why is Marnie mad at you?
I'm late.
Exactly.
Absolutely. What's your favorite utensil?
Fork.
Are you the voice of your generation or a voice of a generation?
Neither. No offense. Lots of love.
FMK. Fran Desi Laird.
Oh my God. Fuck Desi Mary Fran kill Laird. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to
kind of obvious, yeah.
Did Shoshana really hit the nail on the head?
Yeah.
If you look at enough visual aids on the internet, can you say you've been to a place?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you and I solid?
Yes.
What do you think about modern fucking medicine?
Oh, it's really, really bad, but it's really complicated.
Would you rather go solo artist or go home and take a bath?
Bath.
What four sounds are you looping together?
Like what? Aww. Yeah. Hi.
Do you get people from the Pacific Northwest?
I have a lot of them in my life.
Which one is the sexy Cirque du Soleil?
I've only seen the one about bugs.
That's hot.
It was good.
And what is your Sheryl Sandberg lean in moment, girl?
It's still to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know. So many Sheryl Sandberg lean in moments today.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, in the bonus features.
I don't know when
features,
you leaned out. Like,
in the bonus features, Lena Dunham is like, my boyfriend has a hat that says lean in. So I thought it was perfect that it means the bros are
Lena
in on
to
it.
Lena.
And it's
Lena
she's
Sheryl
dating
Sandberg.
Into Jack Antonoff.
Right, of course.
And I'm like, you talking about your little boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. That was sad to me, that whole thing with them and how it went down and just.
Don't look.
He's on there.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. Like, it happened, but I don't know. It just kind of depressed me.
My heart of heart, but I'm like, I hope one day they could reconcile.
Let's bring. Well, I bet she'll be invited to the wedding.
Is he? He's engaged to Margaret Qualley.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should podcast the wedding.
Did you know? I'm making girls trivia for our live show this Friday. Did you know that Tom Hanks officiated Allison Williams' wedding?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Because he's friends with.
Well,
the dad.
Rita Wilson plays Marnie's mom. Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, plays Marnie's mom. So I'm like, maybe that's how.
Oh, yeah. That must be the connect.
But.
That's cool. I wouldn't want that. Like, show stealer.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, an officiant. Like,
I don't need
such a showstopper.
The guy
like,
from
it's
Polar
my day.
Express?
Yeah.
On my day?
Yeah.
For him to be. That's what he's most known for.
I don't think Allison Williams is boring, but I think if you are a classically boring couple, you need someone really fun up there, otherwise the audience is gonna not
lose the steam.
You're gonna lose and we're not gonna care about your love.
I understand.
You need like a sassy rabbi.
Understood.
Okay, really quick rapid fire last segment. That outfit
in
Brooklyn. That's where we compare Brooklyn then to Brooklyn now. Is there anything that stuck out to you in this episode?
That's so interesting.
Millennial pink, wouldn't you say it's still there
for sure. But I do think they're correct, or like Millennial Pink is now like run up the corporate ladder in a big way. Like,
yeah.
It's now like not in the home anymore. It's more like
it's in
like the
headquarters and the CEO room or something.
It's at Betches.
I don't know. I actually thought the way that like 80s office looked was like, it still was really funny to me. But I was like, that back then, like, did I think that was funny?
Was or it
that
on the that bleeding was like, edge? Or yeah, was it, I don't know. Earnest?
If so, earn.
There I'm is one sure. girl we FaceTime whose room looked exactly like that.
What are you talking about?
Sleepover to cinema.
Oh. Oh, yeah. She was wearing a pink blazer, too.
But there were, yeah, we like zoomed in and her apartment looked exactly well, like this office. And we were
that
like,
brings us to our next point.
Oh, my God.
Which is Skype and FaceTime culture.
Right. Skype. Hello. It's hello. So pre-pandem.
So pre-pandem. And the kid being like, I always have my 3-year-old reaching through the phone when he FaceTimes me.
Right. Right.
Major. It's like kids are actually teaching their parents now how to use FaceTime even at the age of 3.
I know. But the truth is, kids, and I say this as a nanny, like they really understand FaceTime.
Yeah,
like they don't try and reach. They know,
can skip ads.
They can skip ads.
You're
they
ads
know
on FaceTime?
They know how to hang up. They know how to call. Like, I don't think it's more like they might think it's a video, but they're not like trying to touch. I don't know.
They're mainly just wanting to see their hand.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful insight.
Oh, I wrote down the Hasidic dad in the hallway is so our experience of living in Hasidic Williamsburg.
People are like not allowed into our building.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
I loved that like direction, like when she's just kind of getting like bumped out of the way.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And then it was like directed by Lena Dunham and I was like, period.
Period.
Like,
she's
kind of a genius.
Bath culture. I mean, we keep bringing it up. It's like first... In Brooklyn, I guess people were taking baths 10 years ago, but no one in my immediate circle is taking a bath ever.
I don't know anyone who feels comfortable taking a bath in their
we're not
apartment.
Using it.
Yeah.
Okay. And
we have two different indicators of bath culture here, which is A, the
go
executive.
Take a bath.
Yeah,
right.
Go take a bath. Where it's like, no one's ever my one life has told me to go take a bath, except for my parents and my family home. But I'm not doing that here. And
your
then,
parents tell you to take a bath?
When you get like too worked up.
Yeah,
go take a bath. Go take a bath.
Really?
And then Marnie, and then for Gabby
home
Hoffman
birth.
To get a home birth and a bath.
And that to me kind of hit because it was like, that's how crazy
that's
she
the
is.
One time you should actually be using a bath in Brooklyn is to get birth.
Yeah, like no she's nuts enough to do the home birth and the bath. When Jessa put her head in there, I was like, sweetie, like that bath is full crazy soft. Yeah. Like,
I'm like, you're
the fluid.
You're drinking the fluid.
Yeah.
Hey, when did they get a GoPro? I'm like, how did they get that
shot underwater?
I know. It's actually an amazing shot.
It's an amazing.
I already screenshotted it and captioned it. I saw a foot. Can't wait to post it on the gram.
That's that girl boss, huh?
last thing we
wait,
have
Imagine
to discuss
Drags.
Imagine Drags.
Oh, yeah. That's
what
thunder,
did they mean to you?
Right?
That's thunder and the lightning.
I missed the whole thing up until like this past year. The kid I nanny is obsessed with the song Thunder.
Really?
So I played a lot for her. I think it's like straight up like pretty good, that song.
It's like,
it's
not to bring it back
people.
To my dancing, but we danced to it in competition.
I bet. Yeah. I bet it was good. Did you guys flip around or it wasn't like flips? That's like gymnastics?
No, it was just like a lot of pirouettes.
Oh, you spun.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not me. I was in the back kind of doing like...
No, right. We've established you were like not spinning.
But yeah, Imagine Dragons, the comment in the episode was like, this is cringe even now. And I was like, were we that self-aware in 2015 to know it was cringe? Because I disagree.
I don't know when was Imagine Dragons popular like when I was born? Like when are they from? They're from like last year or like 10 years ago, 20?
They're
like,
from 2015 when the show
then.
Was from. Yeah, I think they were more indie now then and then they've kind of gone so mainstream.
I remember listening to them on
like they were popular, like they had a few hits, but like they started off indie, but then they got like, oh my God, now we're kind of climbing the charts as an indie band. Look at us go. And now they're kind of here to stay. No, girl, we're gonna lose our copy. There goes the state
this
format.
One?
Why? you can't do copyright
stuff. If we play
stuff.
Less than 15 seconds, they can't come for our asses.
You are literally like a Kim Kardashian, like complete lawyer. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. Time to wrap it up. Natalie, do you have any closing thoughts or anything that you feel like if you walked out of here not talking about it, you feel sick to your stomach?
Right. Honestly, I think we really covered it. It's a great episode. And... I send my love.
Please check out Natalie. They have a monthly show at Come On, everybody.
Yes.
They have
Elsa
two
and
amazing podcasts. Yes. Exploration mm-hmm. Live. What's the name of the
Who's
podcast?
It with again?
Wait, I actually don't have another podcast, do I? Just one.
Don't you
it's
do
Alpha
that?
Elsa by
Alpha?
Are you Elsa?
Okay, wait, we're actually, both of us podcast? Are neither. Well, I have Elsa and Alphabet as a show.
But don't you have that one where you're in My Friend's Basement, that podcast you do?
Oh, that's like a web series. Like,
oh, it's a web series.
It's like about a podcast. Like, it's crazy. So like, you are right for thinking what you thought. Basically, yeah, I have a podcast and a show.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Honor, pleasure. Love y'all. Bye.